Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Awake on my airplane.
Awake on my airplane.
That's what he says in the beginning of that. That's why I picked that for the 6 a.m. wake up banger.
Is it his airplane or just the airplane he's riding in?
I think it's probably a euphemism for something that it's already 5 minutes too late to talk about.
Dang it.
On the radio.
Missed opportunity.
Damn.
You guys. Okay. Last year, I went to the urgent care because of my ear. It was hurting really bad. And I got to the point where I was like...
Just rip it off?
No, I was like, there's a spider in there. There's got to be something
exactly
in there.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Not, what? That's...
I was like, is there a nest in there?
Right, yeah. It was so many days of like of my ear hurting that I was like, oh my God, there's got to be something in there. So I go to urgent care. And they asked me what the problem is, and I was like, this is going to be really gross, and I don't know how it happened, but I think there's a spider in my ear. So then I go to the doctor, and he looks, and he's like, no, you have just been sleeping and clenching your jaw. And I don't know why, but for the past 3 nights, I've been clenching my jaw, and I am in so much pain.
Do you have to wear one of those bite guards?
No. Like, I need another reason for someone not to sleep with me.
I have one of those.
A bite guard?
I do. I used to grind my teeth so much that I got lockjaw.
Really?
Like tetanus?
No. Just lockjaw.
Wow. Lockjaw.
Yeah.
Did you step on any rusty nails?
Not that I remember, but probably.
That's all she does when she leaves here.
I sleep on a bed of rusty nails.
I bet you do.
Nice.
So, Jordan, at what point did you think, oh, this could be an ear infection or it could be a spider living in my ear?
Like a sack of baby spiders
like
just warming up and then just slowly getting ready till the sack bursts and they all just crawl out when you're sleeping.
I'm going to burst your sack.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
The Freudian slip that happened here in the studio at 5:55.
I was hoping we were going to talk about this on air.
Oh, I've been bubbling and waiting to talk about it. So I'll tell you what happened. Stacey was telling a story about something that was happening. Her boyfriend was going to see a movie last night. And then she assumed that he was then going to go to her house after the movie was over. But instead of saying my house, she goes, after the movie, I thought he was going to come home. Home is where she lives. Home.
Oh, and you're in love.
Oh, my God.
He was going to come on home. Bring it on home to you.
I'm just saying, okay,
go ahead. Go ahead. Because your squirrel didn't come home.
Yeah, I know.
So this is exciting for her. Someone is coming back.
He's a close second to the squirrel. Yeah. No, when you're like, well, okay, well, I'll be home or I'm coming home.
No, not, no.
You coming over to my place?
My place.
That's what I said. You heard it wrong.
We heard home.
When's your lease up?
Anyway, what are you about to say?
And it happened not once, but twice.
Okay. Because I'm just used to saying.
Love.
No, because I'm used to saying my home.
No,
you're home.
You are not digging your way out of this hole. We're stepping on your hand and letting you fall right in. This hole of
you're
love.
Pushing.
Yes.
Me in.
Yeah.
You're picking me up and just throwing me in.
Right. And because of that, I'm sorry, but God. I am banishing you to the bathroom for 15 minutes.
I'm sorry, what?
You're Stacey Moody.
Yeah.
You are banished from the studio.
Leave. Get up. Out of your chair.
And you have to go into the bathroom for 15 minutes.
Why? Am I getting sent to the corner?
You're getting sent to the place. And I'll even pay you for it. Okay?
What is happening?
You need to delete your dating profiles.
Oh my God! Come on!
No, I'm going to pay for it.
I'm going to have to.
I'm going to pay for it.
Pay for what?
I'm going to pay you for the 15 minutes time it takes for you to download Tinder and Bumble and what else?
Hinge, I think.
Okay.
My God, how many did you
have? Stacey, you can use that money Jordan pays you to use rent.
Yes, for rent. There you go.
Yes.
So, dude, I got so many texts about that yesterday.
So I know the 6 a.m.ers haven't really heard this story yet.
Oh, jeez.
But
Louise.
Stacey got a new phone and a new relationship, didn't transfer her Tinder, Bumble, or Hinge apps onto her new phone because she's happy in a relationship. But for some strange reason, actually her reasoning was it takes too much time. She doesn't want to delete her profile on those dating apps.
Stacey, don't. There's no, Stacey, don't. Don't.
And yesterday, your reasoning was it takes too much time. Well, I'm going to pay you, Stacey Moody.
Oh, my.
You are
banished
to the bathroom.
I got work to do. I can't take time
No.
Don't even worry about
we
it.
We can survive without you. We got commercials and everything like that. Stace, take the headphones off.
Oh, my God.
Take the headphones off. Grab that phone. Grab that phone.
I got it.
All right. Out the door.
Really, can I do 15. It here or do I can't?
No, you have to do it in the bathroom.
Well, lucky for you, I have to poop.
Stacey Moody on Jordan Silver and Friends.
I was hanging out with my friend, and she was telling me that she listens to the show now. She didn't before, and that was just because she would get in her car at the beginning of the 7 o'clock hour, and she would hear news.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would be like, and now the news, and our news thing. And she'd be like, I can't hear anything about the Mueller report or Epstein. Oh, my God, I almost swore. Epstein or Trump or immigration, like, but then she listened, and that's not what we do for the news.
No,
not even close.
We find everything else because this is a safe place to go without all of those crazy stories that are horrible and making the world.
Yeah, Destin, Stacey, and I are all up at our typewriters at midnight just finding these stories and trying to copulate them out.
I have a MacBook.
Yeah,
I have a typewriter.
Yeah, she does.
Ew. So I also like to keep what we talk about, you know, about us, about life. I very rarely want to highlight a news story when we could be talking about stuff, other stuff, you know. But this morning, I found a news story that is so good. Chris, I made you pull it. The whole thing.
Is this the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I think my email to you was, please, God, please pull all of this for a full story. Because don't cut anything out of this story.
I couldn't. I was like, oh, this would be a nice. Nope. Oh, this is unbelievable. And it just escalates onto the pyramid of greatness.
Yes. Yes. I cut it into 9 very short clips as they tell the story. Yeah. 9, I don't know, 8-second clips. Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for this.
This story, I'm calling it, It Gets Better.
Oh,
because there's this part, but then it gets better.
But wait, there's more.
But
it's one of those.
There's more.
Okay.
But it gets better.
Times 9.
So listen, if you're in the car, if you have to go to Quick Trip or something like that, go do that right now. Because after The Verve, we are going to do this crazy story from KCTV 5. It's a local story, too.
Nice.
Of course it is. That makes it even better.
It's not Florida?
No, it is Kansas freaking City.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
All right, I hope everybody is back in the car and just ready for this crazy news story.
Be very careful when you sip your coffee for this because we might have some spit-alibo moments.
Yeah, for sure. Especially when we get to the middle of this story, you'll know. You'll know right where, like, it sets up just like a normal story. Mm-hmm. And then it takes some twists. This is It Gets Better.
Oh, my God.
And it's a local story. I'll just let Aaron Rittman from KCTV 5 take away the first part and set up the story for you.
On August 8th, around 10:50 p.m., a 26-year-old man and a 25-year-old woman rode the same Bird scooter straight toward oncoming traffic, traveling southbound in the northbound lanes near Main and 37th Street.
Okay, so they're doing that double thing that you're not supposed to do on the Bird scooters.
So they're both riding the same scooter.
Same scooter.
At oncoming traffic.
Correct.
Okay.
So then what usually happens when something... Well, what would probably happen next?
Traffic slams on their brakes. They lose control of the scooter because they freak out because they're going towards oncoming traffic.
Or
a nearby deputy took notice. The officer turned on his lights and told the scooter riders to stop. Instead, they took off down a sidewalk.
All right, now this is where we know. Okay.
All right.
The scooter.
How fast do those things go?
15 miles an hour.
That's it. You're going to beat a cop car at 15 miles an hour?
I mean, if you're weaving in and out of sidewalks.
With two people on it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that is like a weird balance. I can barely balance my own weight with that.
That's true.
So that's got to slow down pretty much with two people.
Yeah, so it probably can't even get up to 15.
That's right.
Maybe probably like 12.
Yeah, 12. And that you can walk faster than 12. So then the police officer uses their...
I can't, but that's fine.
You're right. Snail's pace. We call her Snail C. Nope. Let me do my story.
Sorry,
Shut up, Stacey Moody. So the police officer does what they probably learned in training to stop the people on the scooter.
The deputy pulled his vehicle in front of the scooter riders, and they crashed into the side of the patrol vehicle.
All right, that's how you make them stop, right?
Okay. Right in front of them.
All right. So you could have stopped. In the officer's defense, they should have stopped when he told them to stop. So now here's what's going to happen. You're going to run into the side of my car.
Yeah.
I get it.
This is where it starts to get better.
Oh, shoot.
Ready? Oh, you'd think they crash into the car. You're done.
That should be the end of the story.
Right. That's
it. But no.
But no. Remember that there were two people on that scooter.
The man was quickly taken into custody, but the woman said, expletive this, and took off running through fence backyards. Deputies followed.
That would so be my reaction.
Expletive this.
Nope. Expletive this, and took off running through fence backyards.
The woman said, expletive this, and took off running. Remember that this is called It Gets Better. Where could it go from here? She said, F this. Probably. I'm sure she didn't say any other word.
That's a good assumption.
See this.
Yeah, none of those words.
Yeah, you know, it's F. She goes, F this, and just takes off running. Here we go. I've listened to the story a lot. I've had a hard time trying to picture exactly what's happening in this next thing, so just kind of listen with intense... Just try to picture it.
Near 40th and Oak, a deputy caught up with the woman. The deputy used her radio to report the woman disarmed her and shot the deputy with her own taser. A deputy shot and hit the woman suspect in her buttocks. She kept running.
What?
So the chick running stole the taser from the cop, tased the cop.
Yes. Yeah.
Then the cop got it back and tased her in the ass?
A deputy shot and hit the woman suspect in her buttocks. She kept running.
I think this is
and
a different...
she kept running.
Basalt. But I think this is a different deputy. It's gotta be.
Shot with a gun?
I have no idea. I don't know. The story doesn't go into more detail, but it doesn't have to. Because it gets better! Hold on, just one more time. Like, where we left off in the story.
Her own taser. A deputy shot and hit the woman suspect in her buttocks. She kept running.
So she's been hit in the butt with we don't know what. I was going to rhyme. Okay. And then this.
Deputies followed the suspect's blood trail until they reached this apartment complex near 41st and Oak.
Okay. So she's got a blood trail now. This woman will not stop.
Is it figuratively? Okay, so no, maybe she did get shot in the ass with a bullet.
Yes.
She's got a blood trail from her booty. Okay. That's what they're following.
Okay,
right.
This is some serious detective work.
Yes.
From a scooter? Okay.
So she just ran from police, and then somehow she like wrangled the taser out of the deputy's hands and tased them.
She's either A, on bath salts, or B, selling them because she has them on her, and that's why she's got to keep running.
What about Superwoman? Like, literally. I would have stopped so long ago. Here we go.
Officers followed the trail inside the building to an apartment. Once inside, they found the woman, a bloody tourniquet, and drugs in plain view on a bed.
This is going to be the woman that rules the apocalypse.
Dude.
Because you can't shoot her.
Wait, so she went to her own damn apartment?
Well, where else would you go and get shot in the butt?
With police following you?
Yeah.
You know you have drugs there?
This is the same person that has to have an alibi even when she didn't do anything.
Right. Okay. How are you? Dude! How are you going to go to your own stupid apartment?
Stacey, she was smart enough to run into cops, say, F this, and then run away, tase a deputy, but you're upset that she went home after she got shot.
Right.
Yes!
to get blood on the carpet or something like that?
No, because...
Because they're drugs? The drugs are the least of your cause.
You're with Stacey?
Certainly not helping.
Yeah, you can't go home when the police are chasing you.
Thank you.
Then they have your A, address. A, B, your location. Go to some 7-Eleven or some... Well, don't go to 7-Eleven. But go anywhere else but your home.
You think this woman was thinking?
She just shot the shot.
Thank you, Dustin. Thank you. And again, Buzz family, if you just tuned in, this is a local story. This did not happen in Florida. Or Florida. Or whatever the new Florida is. This is a local story. All right,
hey, Jordan.
So, yeah.
Does it get better?
From there, it doesn't get better. Like, it just kind of... Like, how could it get better? Does she, like, do the Kool-Aid man through a wall? No, she doesn't do
that.
Oh,
yeah.
This is where the cops get her. But... There's a little bit of something.
A search warrant was executed. Officers seized a handgun, more than 1,600 grams of marijuana, and 26 grams of hallucinogenic mushrooms, along with other drug paraphernalia.
Stupid bitch.
My money was so on bath salts, dude.
I was worth the Kool-Aid man.
This is exact. I was just, before you hit that clip, I was like, once they chase you into your stupid apartment... They can then search your goddamn apartment.
You don't think they were going to after she tased a cop?
She ran from the police.
She
first
ran.
Off.
She opened the door to all that in her apartment. Just, oh, hey.
Oh, I promise she didn't open the door. They kicked that sucker in.
What? Figuratively,
by the way,
Dustin?
1,600 grams of marijuana is 3.5 pounds.
That's a lot of weed.
That's a lot of weed.
I've got to let, because, you know, this is just proper that we literally just took this news story and played it in its entirety. I've got to give credit to the person that wrote the story. So here you go.
Both the man and woman were taken into custody at last check. No charges have been filed.
No charges.
Reporting from Kansas City, Emily Rittman, KCTV 5 News.
Thank you, Emily Rittman, for that from KCTV 5. No charges!
No charges?
No charges!
She tased a cop!
Said F this!
Hit it. They ran into a police car.
Yep.
She said F this, ran away. That's, what is it? Oh, God.
You already have two people on a bird scooter. Let's start from the beginning. Two people on a bird scooter, which is not legal. Going down a one way, the wrong way, not legal. They hit a cop car.
Yeah, oh, no. Before that, the cop asked them to stop.
Oh, yeah. Then they.
So they avoid him. Then he stops them by them running into his car. She says F this, flees, the cops chase her, she beats up a cop enough to take the taser, tases the cop, gets shot, has them chase her back to her apartment, gets the door kicked in, and has 3.5 pounds of weed, mushrooms,
amongst other
and
drugs.
A gun.
Yeah.
No charges.
I know. It's ridiculous. It's also ridiculous that she didn't do the Kool-Aid man. That's all I've been worrying about.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
I wish. Hello, The Buzz.
Hey, I was just calling about the story you guys told.
Yeah. Please tell me.
I actually worked down at the artist who down the street, and we actually had all that on camera. It was crazy.
No.
Oh, it was hilarious.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. They had police dogs out looking for that lady. It was hilarious. They had a sheriff down there with an AR running around.
Oh my God. What for a bird scooter? Do you agree with Stacy that was the stupidest place to go to lead?
That's crazy, though.
Oh my God.
That was hilarious. That was hilarious when we saw all that stuff on camera. I was like, how in the hell are you going to tase a cop?
Right.
And, you know.
And think,
like,
you're going to get away with it.
Yeah.
You have the tasing on video?
Not the tasing, but we do have all the cop activity. They had the streets blocked off.
Will you send that to us?
Is there a way you could get it to us?
I don't know if I can.
Damn it.
But, I mean, there's nothing you can really see. You just see a bunch of cop activity, them running around with the dogs and stuff. But
right. Oh, damn. Well, still, hilarious story. I'm just surprised you didn't Kool-Aid man. Thank you so much for the call, my friend. Glad that you're safe and you weren't in any of that.
No, it wasn't my ship, but
good.
Yeah, we're pretty much all safe there.
Cool. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Jordan Silver and friends, news on 96.5 The Buzz.
Chris, kick us off.
Just when you thought it was safe to drink bottled water, a new UN report raises concerns about what you may be consuming.
Scientists found tiny pieces of plastic in more than 90% of the 250 bottles of water they tested. Virtually all were too small to see.
When I put this news story on our little board, it said WHO, talking about how there's plastic in bottled water.
Yeah.
And then I put in parentheses, that's the World Health Organization, Stacey, just so you know. And you just saw, who? I wanted to give her that story for her to be like, who is saying that there's plastic?
Who shot that's first?
Hilarious. Yeah, Stacey, that's it. Okay, Stacey, what's up?
Hillary Clinton, she posted a thing on a video on Instagram of the 2016 debate, the Democratic debate, of her standing with all the dudes, overlaid with Lizzo's Truth Hurts song.
Why men great so they gotta be great? Woo! I just took a DNA test, turns out I'm 100% that bitch. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems, that's the human in me.
Bling, bling, that's the problem that has got us in me.
You could have had a bad bitch! Non-committal, help you with your career, just a little.
Hey,
you're
news,
supposed to hold
news.
Me down, but you're holding me back, and that's a sound of me not calling you back.
What?
Amen.
All right.
News.
Oh, yeah.
News.
See?
Oh, yeah, we're doing that.
Can this be my last day?
I hope it is.
Me too.
Jordan, you and I are taking a road trip.
To?
Denver.
Why?
In September for the Seltzer Festival, the first ever Seltzer Festival.
We are going!
Biz Fight. First Biz ever fight? Biz Fight. It's only $30 a ticket.
I'm going to be around such beautiful ladies.
Yeah, they have like 60 brewers of seltzers. We're going.
We're going. We're going. Let's go. I'm down. Chris, what else is going on in the news?
Did you know that there is a rock that made $89 million last year?
Like a single rock?
A single rock.
What did this rock do to earn that?
He was the highest paid actor, this rock.
Are you talking about The Rock?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
The Rock. Yeah, okay. The Rock. Dwayne Johnson.
Can this be my last day? Dustin, this is what I get for giving him a story about The Rock, Chris. Dustin, what else is going on?
Minsky's is going to start selling the Beyond Meat burgers and pizza. They're joining that bandwagon.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef?
I bet you don't even know what that is.
It is. It's a Wendy's commercial, right?
Oh, my God. Isn't it from, like, way back in the day?
In the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? I watched MTV once.
Oh, my God.
All right, Stacey, what else is going on?
A man in Mission Viejo, California, was just trying to change his tire and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
He got arrested while fixing his flat tire with gauze and Band-Aids.
Gauze and Band-Aids to fix a flat.
There may have been drugs involved.
Did it work?
No.
Of course it didn't work. Even I know that. Dustin, do you have something about sports?
I do. The Royals lost yesterday. We're all surprised, right?
Was it a seventh inning thing?
No. This was 8-1. We just got obliterated.
Annihilated.
Okay. But today's a travel day. We play again tomorrow in Cleveland. But tonight, Sporting KC plays. ESPN just released a little survey of the best MLS places to watch a game. We have the loudest supporter section in the nation.
Of course we do. That cauldron is bubbling or whatever.
So if you've never been to a Sporting KC game, tonight, 8:30 against Minnesota.
Sports, go Sports!
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Tomorrow, we are going to have so much fun at Fantagram. Oh, my God.
I'm gonna I had to beg so for dry. Tickets.
I know.
I had to.
Sorry.
Again, hold wieners for tickets.
Yeah, stop doing that. We'll continue to
you
do
gotta
that.
Do what you gotta do. It's Fantagram and Bob Moses.
Right. At KC Live for the Coors Light Block Party. So fun.
Shows there are so much more fun than normal shows. I don't know if it's because you're outside or what it is.
Well,
but
do me a favor. Don't hold your wiener at the show. You're going to get kicked.
I only hold my wiener in the bathroom.
That's right.
What? You only had to hold wieners?
Wait a minute. I'm not even letting it go there. Okay. We're talking about Fantagram.
Let's talk about Fantagram.
And the Coors Light Block Party. I haven't been to one in a minute, but I love that venue. The first thing that I did here when I moved here was the Basic Witch Party at KC Live, and I looked around, and I was like, this is awesome.
I love KC Live.
Tell me you weren't up top.
No, we did go up top. Actually, I don't like hanging out up top as much.
Yeah, you got to be down. That's what I'm saying.
I'm
you got to be down with the peeps.
Yeah.
Down in it.
But we have two pairs of tickets to give out that do involve passes to the Coors Light VIP area upstairs. So.
Oh, my God.
I don't even think I have those.
I realized I hadn't talked in a minute, so I had to get that in there.
I'm just glad it wasn't profanity like it usually is.
True.
You have two sets of Fantagram VIP tickets?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Thanks, Coors Light. So,
Oh.
Wait. You just got regular ones?
Yeah, I just got regular
ones. My bad.
It's fine. It's fine.
I'll see you.
I'll be down with the peeps.
Well, I like being down with the peeps too, but sometimes when you go upstairs, it's real nice just to be able to view everything in that beautiful view that they have at KC Live.
Take the
It's
pitch.
A hell of a view up there.
All right, listen, I'm going to be down with the Buzz fam. So you all shut up, all
no,
right?
No, I'm going to come down with you, too. I'm going to come down there with you, too.
All right, just come hang out for a little bit.
I love God, it. Stop complaining.
Will you just stop talking?
I'm done. All right, sorry.
So these are the VIP terrace tickets.
Yeah.
That includes access to the concert, a private viewing area overlooking the stage with a patio bar and restroom access at the Shark Bar.
And that is the most important part. That is why I go up there.
The access to the bars? Yeah.
Well,
to the bathroom at the bars.
Yeah, that.
Oh, yeah.
Then you don't have to wait in line at Minsky's and get threatened by people.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to me the last time I was at Minsky's.
Oh, my God.
Did it really?
Because this lady was FaceTiming on the toilet with her kid and taking forever. And, you know, there were, like, two bathrooms. So I was like, that is a weird place to FaceTime. And she almost tried to punch me.
Well, why'd you comment on it?
And then I couldn't pee.
Who was it? I will find her and I will punch her.
Actually, I think it was you.
It probably was.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds like me.
Okay. Coming up at 7:30, we've got our four forgotten bangers. But right now, two pairs of tickets, the VIP tickets to Fantagram and Bob Moses tomorrow at KC Live for the Coors Light Block Party. We'll all be there except for Stacey Moody because she has to be in church.
I'm going to be in Des Moines.
Because she sucks.
576-7965.
We're dusting off hits from the past Billboard Alt Charts. This is Forgotten Bangers. Jordan Silver and Friends.
The only intro in radio with a sneeze.
It gets me every time. It's so funny.
That poor guy that recorded that. I wonder what he did. Like smothered his head in a cat or something.
And maybe he just pulled a sneeze off of a different like video. You think he actually sneezed?
No, he just put some pepper in his nose.
Snorted some pepper.
That's yes. What you always some do cayenne. In cartoons.
Okay. Yeah. This is Forgotten Bangers.
Yes.
Love this segment.
It's so funny. When I mention this, you guys all perk up.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So I love this.
We might as well just do Forgotten Bangers 24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Laszlo would kill me. Jeremy would kill me. Nope.
But we're fine though, right? I'm going to kill you.
We cool, right?
You're not
we cool.
cool,
right?
So this is basically the ghosts of the Billboard alt charts past.
Oh.
And I did my little research and I found that the first Billboard alt chart was September 10th, 1988. Nothing good on there.
That was 5 days before I was born.
God, you're old.
No wonder you're such a bitch.
What does that? What do those two things have to do with each other?
Literally nothing. I just wanted to say that.
That's fair.
I love you.
No.
You've never lived in a world where there hasn't been alternative charts.
Oh, yeah. My God. That makes me happy. So anyway.
One of the few things added to the list.
Not a... You know, that was a shout out to my birthday. Everyone knows my birthday now.
Nobody driving around cares. They want to hear the music.
That's true.
And they want to know what we've done before. I'm sorry. No, I'm not jumping down your throat. I love you so much.
No, it's true. Nobody cares.
You've got a great banger here.
Oh my God. You guys, I think I might have the best banger today.
No, I do.
What are some of the past songs that we played in this spot?
We've done Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet. We've done Tear You Apart by She Wants Revenge, Hands, Jewel, Misery Business, Paramore, Hey There Delilah, Plain White Tees, Wherever You Will Go, The Calling, all kinds of
First off, you didn't
hits.
Name any of my songs.
Yes,
you
I did.
No, you didn't. Well,
yes,
none
I
of
did.
Those were my songs.
Those are all great songs, but I've got the best of all time.
No.
I've got the best one. Like every week we're kind of battling between ourselves, and feel free to vote also by texting to 96500. Who has the best forgotten banger?
Oh, we started that this week.
We've been like kind of talking smack all week about our forgotten bangers anyway.
Because mine have always been the best, and now all of a sudden we want people to vote.
When you did What's Up by Four Non Blondes, yes, it did. I can honestly tell you that one was the best one that week. But I have the best one of all time. All time. Y'all is going down, and I'm playing mine last. So, suckers.
Suckers.
We're going to start with Chris.
Yeah, me. You know it's going to be the best.
No, I don't, because I know what mine is, and it's the best.
I don't know. Mine's pretty up there, though.
Yours is very good.
Why are we even acting?
When I played mine earlier to suggest possibly, I was like, hey, do you guys like this song? They didn't even answer me. They just started singing along and wouldn't stop.
I don't recall that.
We didn't even need the music.
Previewed my song, Stacey levitated.
I did. I will admit, yours is amazing.
That was just a powerful
She doesn't
fart.
Even know exactly which one I picked, too. So, all right, let's do the questions, because we always do this before. Just a little bit of history on the forgotten banger that we choose. Chris, is your band, your choice for forgotten bangers, are they still a band?
They are still a band.
Okay. When was this song on the Billboard alt charts?
October of 1998. 8.
Ooh. You were just a kid.
It was just a little baby.
Do you have history or life is a nightmare? ADD, man.
Sorry.
History or interesting story with your pick?
This is the person's name, not the band name, but also the band name, but it's the person's name.
Are they coming to Kansas City?
No.
All right,
they're going to be at the end of August.
Okay, let's...
Save tonight, Eagle Eye Cherry.
Forgotten Bangers. Eagle Eye Cherry, Save Tonight. So Eagle Eye Cherry is his name?
That's his name. I always thought that was the band name, but his name is, his first name is Eagle Eye. His middle name is Lanou. His last name is Cherry, so his name is Eagle Eye Lanou Cherry.
Well, son of a gun.
Yeah.
Who would have known that? Put that one away for Jeopardy when you're on Jeopardy.
Can you imagine as a kid putting Eagle Eye Cherry on your papers?
That'd be awesome.
From an education perspective, the teacher reading that on a roster going, Eagle Eye?
Yeah.
That kid, I would feel like he'd screech every time he did.
That was a very good forgotten banger.
That was good.
But not as good as mine.
Oh, people were jamming to this. They were singing along.
How do you know?
I can feel it. The vibe, the waves from their voices have just penetrated the aura of my era.
My God. Okay. Sir.
Mine is still better. You just wait. You wait to see. You wait to see what I brought for Forgotten Bangers today. I am surprised none of us have taken and used this one before yet. But we will get to that because next is Dustin.
Yes. Hello, Jordan.
Hello. How are you? Are you ready for Forgotten Bangers?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I always am. It's my favorite.
Is your artist, are they still around? Are they still a band? Are they still an artist?
Oh, yeah. They're still around.
Okay. When was your song, your Forgotten Banger, on the Billboard charts?
Peaked at number 5 in June of 2001.
Ooh.
Okay. That would have been around my birthday.
Pre-9/11.
Damn, you're right. This is a pre-9/11 song. Why is that where you go?
Because I like listening to songs that are pre-9/11.
Weird. Well, we're going to get into that someday. please tell me you have something other than what he just said as an interesting story or some history with the song.
This is a longer quote, but the artist said, "Some people think I'm talking about drugs, or some people think I'm talking about cheating. I guess it's kind of both. I would never want to say anything that would get myself in trouble being married with a couple kids. The song is like a dirty picture painted with a pretty brush."
Whoa!
Never would have guessed that, would you?
This song is about drugs and cheating?
Thank you. And it's a sing-along happy song that you sang. Like, I sang this growing up with my mom. Like, and now that I actually listen to the lyrics, I go, oh.
Really?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to listen for drugs and cheating in this song because I didn't think that this was a thing. Okay, is this artist or band, are they coming to Kansas City?
They actually are.
What?
August 31st. Right, like...
What? Soon? Right,
soon.
Where?
At KC Wing Fest at Knucklehead Saloon, which, by the way, if you want more information on that, you can go to the KC Parks concert calendar at 965thebuzz.com. That's how it's done, Stacey.
Let's find out what the hell this drug and cheating song is.
Follow me, Uncle Cracker.
This song is about drugs and cheating.
This song is about drugs and cheating.
Oh my God, it's Forgotten Bangers on the Buzz.
You won't find nobody else like me.
Well, I don't care about the ring that you wear as long as no one knows, nobody cares. All right, that song's about cheating.
Yep. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wow. The drugs thing I wasn't too certain about until I read that he said, yeah, it's about drugs.
That's crazy. What was that?
Follow Me by Uncle Cracker.
We're dusting off hits from the past Billboard Alt Charts. This is Forgotten Bangers on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Stacey Moody.
Dude, Jordan, seriously, I know that you think you have the best.
Oh, I do.
But this is a... this is going to give you a run for your money, dude.
I love that we're all claiming we've got the best one.
You don't.
Yeah,
I do.
I have the best.
No, you don't, Stacey Moody. I will wrestle you in mud. Let me start with the questions.
You said.
Are they still a band?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And your Forgotten Banger, which is a ghost of the Billboard chart part.
Woo!
Billboard. Past alt charts. When was it on the BBALT charts? I'm not saying it anymore.
It peaked at number 5 in 2002.
Ooh. Ooh, it's older.
Yeah.
All right. Any interesting history or story?
Two things. One, the video for this song includes Steve Klein, which is the pedophile that got kicked out of the band.
Mm-hmm. Ironically, nope. He was my favorite member until that.
Ew!
Really? He was the one that wrote all the lyrics for this band. Yeah, he wrote all the lyrics. The lead singer did not write the lyrics to this.
Do you think he... Never mind.
Nope. All right.
I thought the Jackson 5 wasn't allowed.
Wow. And is this band coming to
Hold
Kansas
on!
City?
Oh. My other fact. This was the...
I'm sorry, what?
This was the first song I requested you play when I came on the air for the first time.
That's the interesting fact. It's about you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this band coming to Kansas City?
No, but they're coming to Des Moines with Hawthorne Freakin' Heights in November.
All right, I smell some pop punk then.
Yeah.
Let's find out what it is.
Newfound Glory, My Friends Over You.
Yeah, this is a good one, but it's not going to beat mine. Mine's coming up right after this.
No,
it's Forgotten
better.
Bangers.
Come at me. Come at me, bro.
Emo Night. I haven't been to Lawrence yet. Grandana? Grandana.
Granada.
That place. Bandana? Bandana. Whatever.
Yeah, sure.
On 8:30. August 30th. Yes. Just so you know, that's where that is. Who was that?
That was Newfound Glory with My Friends Over You.
Great song.
I know.
Absolute banger.
I know.
Not as good as mine.
All right, Jordan, you've been hyping this up. Oh. You've been hyping this up. Let's hear it. All right.
All right. Give me those questions.
Are they still a band?
Yes, this person is still an active artist, although they took time out in 2014 because they got a disease.
Mm. Herpes?
Nope.
Gonorrhea?
Okay, why are
Chlamydia.
We talking about Stacey like this? Okay.
Yeah, stop talking about Stacey.
When were they on the Billboard Alt charts?
This song peaked at number 10 in November of 2002.
Yes! We've all kind of been sticking around the same.
I love the 01s, 02s, 98s.
Mm-hmm. All right, history or interesting story about the song?
Even though I think, and I know everybody's going to agree that this is the best banger, this lost the Grammy for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance in 2003 to Sheryl Crow, and the music video lost the MTV VMA for Best Pop Video in 03 to Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River. Though it did not win any awards, it's still the best banger. It's the best banger.
All right, all right. We're not done yet. Calm. Coming to Kansas City.
Better be next weekend. There's a concert.
I wish. No, Chicago in September. She's touring.
Is she playing Riot Fest?
Oh my God, Jordan.
Are they playing Riot Fest?
9/26.
Let's hear it, Jordan. Let's see this.
Ready for the best banger?
Let's see it.
Are you ready for the one that's going to get stuck in your head all day?
Let's see it.
Are you ready for...
What is it?
I've been hearing about it all morning.
Are you ready for me having to explain to Laszlo why I played this on the radio?
Yep.
Avril Lavigne.
You win. You win.
She was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious? I'll be at a studio singing the song we wrote about the girl you used to know. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down now.
All right.
Sit
all right.
down now.
Wait.
That was my forgotten bag. I'm sorry. That was the best one. That was the best one.
Right.
Skater Boy. Avril Lavigne. Skater right. Boy. 2003.
Listen, I tried to agree with you.
What do you mean you tried to agree with that?
As soon as I
one.
Heard it. No. Listen to text line. Look. 1, Dustin. 2, Chris. 3, Jordan. 4, Stacey.
Wow.
No!
Wait. They picked Uncle Cracker Follow Me before Uncle
anything
Cracker,
else.
Follow Me. Eagle Eye Cherry. Save Tonight. Avril Lavigne. Skater Boy. And then Newfound Glory. My Friends Over You. I don't know. Delete that person. Block them. They have no taste.
You want me to block this person too that says Stacey's pick was better? Stacey?
No.
Okay.
They're good.
You want me to keep them?
Give them tickets.
But then if you list, go a little bit farther down, it's Jordan wins for sure. Love Skater Boy. Love Avril.
Best banger of all time.
Best banger of all time.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you for texting that
Skater in. Skater Boy is maybe third place today.
Yeah, I don't know who this person is. Obviously, they fell and hit their head today.
Hey, this one says Dustin sounds cute. That's completely irrelevant to what
Jesus.
We're talking about, but I appreciate
Dustin
that.
Dustin is cute, and I had the best banger, and we'll talk to the Buzz family at 8 o'clock with news.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Christopher.
I have been preparing for this moment since 1996, living in a world where the Titanic no longer physically exists, but only in our minds.
What?
It sends shivers down my spine.
Are you rapping?
So we are going to watch this real quick, the whole movie.
What?
We're going to watch the whole movie
The whole movie.
I'm down.
It's been 84 years, and I can still smell the fresh paint. The china had never been used. The sheets had never been slept in. Titanic was called, the ship of dreams. And it was. It really was.
All right, so we probably don't have time to watch the whole thing.
I wish
but,
we did.
New images of the Titanic reveal its shocking decay. The first man to dive to the wreck in nearly 15 years found the ship being devoured by metal-eating bacteria and battered by corrosion and deep-sea currents.
Slayer!
Nope.
Don't do that to our Titanic, but it makes sense. Away. Dustin, what's going on in music news?
All right, there's rumors that Dave Grohl is going to be on the new Queens of the Stone Age album.
Okay.
Dave Grohl came out, and he just said, I never...
He's gay? Sorry. Okay, wait, that's not news.
I never effing mentioned that I'm on the new Queens record. I'm not on the Queens record. And that's all he had to say about it.
Okay, well, that ruins
that.
That
answers that.
He's not gay, though, right?
No, he's not.
Okay, Stacey.
You know the phrase, ain't no laws while drinking claws?
Yes, I have a tattoo of it. I have a tramp stamp of it now.
Don't lie, that's your whole back tat.
Yes, yes.
Well, Wisconsin police wants to remind you that there are, in fact, laws while drinking claws.
They tweeted that.
They did. They tweeted it. So please just remember.
How long is it going to take to get this back tattoo removed?
I'll cut it off right now.
Okay. Dustin.
Yes. No. Have you guys noticed a plane circling the city?
Yes.
Okay. So there's this Reddit that I found. Mm-hmm. Little tidbit that there's a plane just circling the Independence and Blue Springs area. And mm-hmm. people are convinced that it's going to abduct us or do some sort of striking or something's going on.
What is it?
It is just training right now. They're just doing a surveillance training.
Sure. Okay.
So the...
Oh, yeah, there's our conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, sure, that's what they say. We promise it's just a training. But when you look at it, it's a little circle. It just keeps on trucking, and then it goes and lands, comes back up, and just does some more
weird.
Circles.
That's weird. I don't like that. Stacey, tell me something good.
I can't. So, two people claiming to be Child Protective Services came up to some chick's door asking for the kid. Like, hey, we're going to need your kid real quick. So the mom was like, this seems weird. Can I see your ID? And the people refused. So she pretended to call the police and they ran away. But the scary part is they knew the kid's name and his birthday.
Ooh, that's terrifying.
That's terrifying.
Could they have got that from Facebook?
I don't know.
Yeah, right. if she posted about the kid's birthday.
Yeah.
You know, happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah. People do that.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
That is an incredibly creepy story, but Chris, you've got the creepiest.
Okay, so I love when stories have part B. Uh-huh. Yesterday, we reported about a man who found a mannequin outside of a dumpster and was walking around downtown.
And it wasn't you.
It wasn't you.
I promise
out.
You it wasn't me.
Okay.
But there were, later in the day, the man didn't stop and was going near the bridges, and people were calling 911 saying someone was trying to throw a woman off the bridge.
So the guy carrying the mannequin is in the news again.
Again.
Because part two of the story is that he dragged it to a bridge and he thought...
I want to meet this man, and I want to meet the doll.
Oh, that's why woman was in quotes in the headline.
Yes.
Okay, because it's like man drags, quote, woman, topless, quote, woman, to blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, whoa, this is about to very much offend my LGBTQIA plus, like...
all of them.
Yeah, I was going to offend me, but really it was a mannequin. Okay.
The cops rushed to the scene, and they said they found totally unexpected, but... He wasn't technically breaking any laws, just being really creepy.
Was he drinking
the
claws?
No, yeah.
Was he drinking the claws?
I hope he was. Also, that was me.
That was also
I don't know
me.
Why they. No one can just guess my gender. Everybody sucks. Okay, what's going on in
Sporting KC plays tonight against Minnesota at home. We just got voted by ESPN the loudest supporter section.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in that, SeatGeek.com. But football news.
Okay.
The XFL, you guys know what that is,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, the Vince McMahon Football League.
Really?
Chris knows
Woo!
It.
It's like,
Vince McMahon, the guy that owns WWE,
yeah.
He's starting a football league.
Again. Oh.
Right, so the team...
But how do you know that? You don't know anything.
Isn't he about
WWF used to be my jam about 20 years ago.
Okay.
So they just announced the 8 cities team name. So there's Dallas, St. Louis, Houston, Seattle, L.A., Tampa Bay, Washington, New York. They are the Renegades, Battlehawks, Roughnecks, Dragons, Wildcats, Vipers, the Defenders, and Guardians. Why do they sound like Little League baseball teams?
What city is the Roughnecks?
The Roughnecks is Houston.
All right, I'm getting a jersey from that.
Houston,
that's awesome. Yeah. I'm just going to like walk in with Roughneck swag.
What's your mascot looking like?
The Roughneck.
You,
Jordan.
You. No! Stacey.
See what she's up to when the show isn't on. Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram.
Chris, where the hell did you get Gina Davis from when you look at me?
I think it's your eyes and your the shape of your mouth. The young Gina Davis.
The shape of your mouth.
You got a pretty mouth.
You got a real pretty mouth.
I'm looking at Gina Davis.
A young one. I'm not...
Now I'm smiling. I hope. God. All I'm trying to do is give you Gina
that
Davis eyes.
That was absolutely terrifying. Never do that to me again.
Do I look like the sloth from the zoo?
A little bit.
But it's more like in Beetlejuice when she's got her mouth open real wide and like her eyes on her fingers.
I am not normally insulted. Usually I'll take something with a grain of salt or sugar or drugs. But... Yesterday, about exactly this time,
yep,
y'all decided, well, I kind of have heard that sometimes I may look like Fred Armisen from SNL, from Portlandia, from TV.
A billion other things.
So you guys shot a little video, and I put it up on Instagram, on my Instagram.
In my defense...
Oh, I thought you were going to say
you want
Instagram
me to plug your Instagram?
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my
God. Jordan Silver with an I.
Yeah.
That's Jordan with an I.
A blinky eye.
Silver. On Instagram.
JORDINSILVER.
Yes, add me on Instagram. Stop deleting me. Stop unfollowing me.
But I just also want to go back to the, you keep saying, y'all, don't lump me in. I said it's just the glasses. I tried to come to your defense. I mean, the more I watch the video, the more I think.
I thought it was a photo of Jordan Silver on the computer.
It was Fred Armisen for crying out loud. It's just the glasses.
Oh, I thought it was just pre hair dye.
So I put it on my Instagram to see if the Buzz family agreed. Or disagreed, hoping that they would disagree, and I just have crappy friends.
No, they agree.
Well, guys.
Both are true.
And then, yes, they all completely agreed. But there are some comments on this Instagram post that I had where I'm comparing myself to what Fred Armisen looks like, and one of them really creeped me out.
Which one was that?
It's the one where a girl goes, oh my God, my therapist actually said that last week. I disagree, by the way. So I was like, wait, your therapist says I look like Fred? And she goes, yes, he Googled you. Why is somebody's therapist Googling me?
I love that they're talking about you in their therapy session.
Right, and now you know why I had to be Dawn on the Her app. See? Dawn. No, but wait, somebody's therapist is Googling me?
That's weird.
How do I come up in someone's therapy session?
It's either good or bad.
It's always bad.
Well, no. What makes you feel really good? Well, I like to listen to Jordan...
That's not what they say.
You don't know that. Maybe.
Listen, I'm always...
I had the worst day today. Well, what happened? Well, it started with Jordan Silver and friends.
I listened to that.
It could have been the friends that were the bad day.
No.
Glass is half full right now, okay? Mm. Half full. So, yeah. And
then, like the one that says you could be his daughter, maybe cousin.
I know. I need to Ancestry.com that and check that out.
Dude, you guys are so related.
For sure. They've got the same structure.
Well, see, some people are nice. They say you look alike, but at least you're both gorgeous.
That's not true. Nobody has said Fred Armisen is not a sex symbol.
He's not on the cover of whichever magazine does the sexiest man alive.
No, actually, the reverse of that. I remember this one time they were spoofing Downton Abbey, and he was the, quote, ugly daughter.
Aww.
He played the ugly daughter. They just, like, panned over to...
I do want to point out two things.
What?
One... If we recall, yesterday she was the one who brought up Fred Armisen. That
well,
she
because
looked like her.
Him. He said I look like Gina Davis, and we all know that ain't true.
That was a stretch.
I was trying to be nice.
But then you call me like Swamp Thing.
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, yeah. My second thing. This is the second, maybe third time that I have said something that you disagreed with me, and then you put it on Instagram, and the whole Buzz family agreed with me?
If you're talking about the first time being the fact that my scooter apparently looks like an oxygen tank, just wait, I was carting that around on my date on Tuesday, and the girl kept going, get your oxygen tank.
Yeah,
don't forget your oxygen tank.
All right, I like her. Yeah, so
what?
I'm just saying.
Somebody else...
Like long-lost siblings?
Yeah.
Somebody, but Jordan, you got all the good looks. So there's always a positive.
No good
they
looks
keep saying, I love how they keep saying, yeah, you look alike, but at least you're both pretty. Or, yeah, you look alike, but at least you're the pretty one.
It's like we're both Danny DeVito in Twins.
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
There's a new, what color is this dress? What color is this shoe?
Oh, no.
Why?
Because this is an optical illusion.
Okay.
My optics are illused.
Wow. loud.
I'm on the radio.
By the way, I just want to real quick before we get into this.
I'm sorry.
It's really funny. It said, are you guys talking about Gina Davis or Betty Davis? And I just wanted to clarify that we're talking about Gina Davis, which Jordan doesn't look like her. She looks like Fred.
You just cut into my show to say that?
For that?
Yeah.
Wow, Dustin.
You must have big feet. It must be hard for you to
see.
But
we got a new optical illusion. That's all that matters right
now.
Don't
backpedal. Dustin! Sit down.
It'll be Stacey and Chris on Jordan Silver and Friends tomorrow.
Yes. Good, only because I'm going to let Dustin sleep because the poor guy works all day and all night. Okay, so, yeah, it's a new, what color is this dress? What color is this shoe? And I sent you guys a picture. I texted it to you right now. It's, is this a bird or a bunny rabbit? And I'm going to put this on the Buzz's Instagram story, like, right after we talk about this. Will you look at that?
That's a bird.
That's a bunny rabbit.
It's a bunny.
That's a bunny.
Oh, I see the bunny now.
No, it's a bird, though.
No, it's a bunny.
Wait, that's a bird.
No.
It's a bird.
No.
That's a bunny.
That's a bunny.
Why do the ears look like that? No, that's a bird.
No.
It's a bird.
It's a bunny.
100% convinced it's a bird.
Bunny. It's a bunny, right? Right?
Yeah, this is weird.
I can see both, though.
Right.
Is it a bunnier?
I'm going with bird.
Bird.
I'm going with bunny.
Hold it this way.
Bunny.
It looks like a bird.
Hold it this way. It looks like a bunny.
A bunny.
A bunny.
Bird. Bunny.
Are you getting more of a bunny?
Bunny.
Also, I didn't realize how this would sound on the radio.
People are loving this, I'm sure.
Is it a bird? Is it a bunny? Is it a bird? Is it a bunny? It is going to be on our Instagram story in 12 seconds.
Jordan Silver and Friends.
So here's the thing. I don't know what it is, but when I face you guys, it's different when I rap. Like if I rap, then I can tell you what I think about you. But right now, I just like if I'm talking, I feel really like it. Like I have to be nice or something.
That's weird.
So that's you guys were making fun of me and saying that I look like.
Okay, so what are you planning on here? What?
No!
Yeah.
Yo.
Are you guys forgetting that I'm your boss? I'm your boss, bitch. Stacy, you think I look like Fred Armisen? Well, you don't have a chin. So, Dustin, how do you ever make it to class when you're so far up your girlfriend's ass? Stacy, I would give you a pistol whip, but in 2 days you'll mess up your relationship. And Chris.
Yeah.
Your Volvo sucks. And I think you're on the spectrum, so I'm like, I can't make fun of you. That's not funny.
If you need your Jordan Silver and Friends fix during the weekend, check out Jordan's Instagram at Jordin Silver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.